So Tosfos learns that even this heter that he says, Tosfos Shani Yalsa the Biusa, since she was afraid, the entire of Olayatiru Elakiyesh by Tzarech Rabin. In other words, it's less man the yom. He's not arguing on before. Everybody's saying the same shita. It's only mutter to carry somebody on the chair if it's a Tzarech Rabin. And even a Tzarech Rabin, still, Rav Nachman, still he's saying now that you can't use ketav, you can't use this alunti. Even b'makom rabin, still you shouldn't do, put your hands on top of your friend's shoulders. That's too much. But if it's not this, your hands on top of the friend's shoulders, then if it's an adam choshev, you are allowed to carry. But if it's not an adam choshev, you can't carry him at all. So for Tosfos, the Alsa Zachur was Rav Nachman's wife. Why was she called adam choshev? Yes, she was also needed for the tzarech of the rabbin. Shabbos, Rosh Hagoy Lohoysa, by a rabbin tzrichim imenem. People ask her, Shailah was also needed, huh? So therefore, Kitzah, she was also called the tzarech of the rabbin. Therefore, there was a heter to carry her on the chair also. Then the question was, even if you had the heter, you can't use this. Alunki. The terrace was that she was afraid, and because she was afraid, thought they were mekel. So in the case where you're afraid the person will fall off, or duch the tziburai, then we're even makel to carry them, mamesh balunki. But not like this, you can only carry them in the chair, but holding it, not with the shoulders, one in the hands, one on top of the other shoulders. Yeah. Mishnah says, b'chor shenofel abor, or b'chor b'zman hazeh, somebody's animal, that's a b'chor, the first one, the first kid the mother has, so b'zman hazeh has the kedusha, and we can't bring her for carbon. So halacha is, you have to wait until it gets the Baal Mum. When the Baal Mum comes upon the animal, then you give it to a kohen. The kohen is allowed to eat it. So b'chor shenofel abor, b'chor on Yom Tov fell down to a ditch. Into a ditch. As Rabbi Yehuda says, Yorad Mumcha v'yira. A Mumcha is allowed to go down there on Yom Tov and check it out to make sure it's a Mum kavua, and then you're allowed to pick it up and make a shechita on Yom Tov. Is im yesh by mum, if there is a mum on the animal, yale the yishchet. You're allowed to bring up the animal and shecht it. Since it has a mum now, so mel the gedusha goes off it, you give it to a kohen's allowed to eat it. V'yim lav, let's say the mumcha went down there and did not find the mum on it, is la yishchet, you're not allowed to shecht the animal. Since it still has kedushas of a bechor on it, you're not allowed to shecht it now on Yom Tov. Rabbi Shimon says, kol shein mumay nikam mibay join. If you did not check it out Erev Yom Tov, you did not check it out to make sure it has the mum, there's some blemish on it from before Yom Tov, the locher is ain't zemin amuchin. It's not called muchin, it's not prepared, it's muksa. You're not allowed to use it on Yom Tov. In other words, if the first got its mum on Yom Tov, Erev Yom Tov ben Hashemashos, he didn't check out the mum. So mele you were masir das, he didn't have das to use it. So mele it's muksa. So it's a modern mission here. Usually we know Reb Shimon is Mekel in Muksa, and Reb Yehudi is Machmer in Muksa. And here this Mishnah says just the opposite way around. The Mishnah says Reb Yehudi says you are allowed to use the animal, and Reb Shimon says you're not allowed to use the animal. So therefore Rashi says what we're talking about now is, Im Yesh Bei Mum, Rashi says, atop Rashi, Al Kochav Reb Yehudi Muksis Lei. We know Reb Yehudi Shittir is, he owes for Muksa. Over Mum Hanmeifel Boy Biyom Tev Loi Shari. If the mum first came on the animal today on Yom Tov, for sure it's osur. The lav dait the elaveyam yesmol. You did not think about eating it erev Yom Tov, because erev Yom Tov was a bechor and has kedusha. You can't eat it. So what's pshar now, Mishnah? Vochi koma. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Bechor bal mum shloi hereyo lechachim by joim. Like the mum happened before Yom Tov. On erev Yom Tov already, it got a slit in its lip. It got a mum before Yom Tov. Josh, you didn't have enough time to show it to a mumcha. The chacham didn't pass kenois yet to say it's mutter. V'nafol a bor be yomtiv. Now on yomtiv, it fell down to the bor. So if you hold yorad mumcha v'ira, it's halacha machlokes. Could a mumcha check it out on yomtiv? That's the machlokes. If you hold yes, you're allowed to check it out on yomtiv. V'ira mum shoyibam yesmol. Now he'll check it out and see that the mum that was there from yesterday is called a mum kavua. A mum kavua yalav yishkod. Mishum the mumcha lekadim yesmol datyo lalavayu. It's not called muksa now, because yesterday you thought about it, because you knew that from yesterday there was a mum on it. Just you didn't check it out yet. So you thought, most probably it's a good mum. Most probably I'll use it. I didn't ask a mumcha yet, so you know, tomorrow morning I'll bring the mumcha to check it out. So the machloekis says, are you allowed to call a mumcha on Yom Tov to check it out? Is checking out a mum on Yom Tov, is that called an issa or not on Yom Tov? So if you don't, you're allowed to do it. Reb Shimon says nothing doing. Rashi ain't them in a muchin. Love me show muksa asalei. It's not the pshat of Shimon holds from the yisa muksa, because the whole lesle muksa. Shimon is the one that's makel always the muksa. Alulafi Shamatira Biyumtif. Because you want the Chacham now to pass Kanais on Yumtif that is called the Mum. So you want him to be Matir to tell you a hefter, you'll not eat it. Is Nira Kimistaknoi. If Shimon knows that's also to do on Yumtif, it looks like you're fixing up the animal. Tevelay Kedan Din, it looks like you're passing a din. The Gozo Bay Mishum Shvut. Rabbanan said it's also Mishum Shvut. Some are Gurus Oi. Like a two different truths in here. One Teret Sid is also because Nira Kemisakin. Oi. Another Pshat is not because Nira Kemisakin, but as a local like Dan Din, like you passed in the Shiloh, that's also to do on Yomtis. Vochi Kom. This is what the Mishum meant to say. Eina Terosai Heter. Vieina Mukhim Hechshir. Not that it's Eina Mukhim means it's Muksa. It's not Muksa. It just means you don't have the right to check it out today. You can't give a heter, a chacham can't check it out today. That's also in the Rabbanon to check it out. So that's the machlokes. The machlokes is, are you allowed to check out the move on Yomtif or not? But nothing to do with muksa. So Mar says, v'maika miflugi. What's the machlokes in the Mishnah? Inaim, if you want to tell me, like we just got finished saying, the royin mumin. Kamiflugi, the whole machlokes is, are you allowed to let a mumcha come and check out this animal on Yomtif to see if it's a mum or not? That Rav Shimon says nothing doing it's also, like Rashi says, two reasons, or else Rav Yehuda says, yes, you're allowed to do it. So that's the machlokes for the Gemara. So Rav Yehuda saw a royin mumin v'yomtif. You're allowed to let a chacham look at it. There's no aveir involved. Rav Shimon, so Rav Shimon holds yes. Ain royin mumin. There is an iser involved. You're not allowed to check it out v'yomtif. If so, v'liflugu b'royin mumin the alma. Why didn't the Mishnah say in regular case it's a machlokes? If you have a mumin in your backyard and you want to check it out now on yomtif, you have a bechor and it has a mum. You want to have it checked out today on yomtif. Is it mutter or not? As why does the Mishnah have to say bor for the Bechor shenofal a bor? So what do we have to have it for? As why does the Mishnah have to say the case dafka where the animal fell down to the bor into a ditch? Even without the bor, it's the same shaila. You have an animal in your backyard. The shaila is, are you allowed to call a chacham to check it out or not? So why does the Mishnah have to say the case where it fell into the bor? So Mara says yes, it's rechlei. The Mishnah telling me a chiddush. I would have thought, Mishum Tsar Balechayim, since there's a Tsar Balechayim involved, the animal fell down to the ditch. So it's stuck there. So the question is, are you allowed to go down there now and pick him up? So if he's a mum, if it's a mum on the Bechor, you're allowed to shech it, you're allowed to use it, so you can pick it up to use it. If it still has Kedushas Bechor on it, you can't touch it, it's like Muksa then, you can't use it. So I would think, Mishum Tsar Balechayim, La'arim, let's right away say we'll pick him up. Velaske will bring him up. Lord Laram, I'll make a trick out of it. Elaske, I'll bring him up. Kid Rabbi Shua. Like Rabbi Shua's din, Kamash Mullah, no, you're not allowed to do it. Srashi says, what's Rabbi Shua's halacha? Srashi says, I would have thought Larim means Loime Vada Yimsebemum. We should be make or play a trick here and say, 100% for sure I'm going to find the mum. So now let's mutter right now. I'll bring it up right now. Kid Rabbi Shua, the Srashi, Yama Perak Meshilin, Oitzov Yespinosh enough labor. You have the case of mother and its and the kid, the animal, they both fell down to the bor together. Now, to bring them both up, you're not allowed to. Because you can't shecht both of them today. It's on Yomtif. You could only shecht one. You can't shecht Oysav Yes B'noi the same day. So you're not allowed to shecht both of them today. So Mika Radin, you're only allowed to bring up one, the one you use today. And the other one, the one you're not going to shecht today, you're not allowed to bring up from the bor. So if Yeshua says in Eitzah, Ma'al Eserishin, first bring up one of them. Amanaz Lishchot, you'll say yes, I'm going to shecht this one. Then later, after you brought it up, you changed your mind and said, no, nothing doing, I don't like this one, I want the other one better. Therefore, you have a right not to bring up the second one. Now, after they're both up, out of the ditch, so there's such a heter of haroma. In other words, since it's Tsar Balachayim, and it's not such a big issa, and the tiltal there, so just like over there, you have a right to bring them both up, maybe here also I would have thought, that say that if the animal fell down into the boar, Mishum Tsar Balachayim, you have right to say like 100% you'll never on for sure, I'm going to find the mum later. So it's called an animal that I could use right now, it's not muksa, so you're allowed to bring it up. Kamashmula, no, that you're not allowed to. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That even though it fell down to the boar, still Reb Shimon says nothing doing. You're not allowed to bring a mum there to check it out, you can't bring him up. Fred Gemara Yehochi, if that's the Pshana Mishnah, Lo Yishchot, why does the Mishnah just say? V'yim Lav. Like if the mumcha comes and does not find the mum, it says lo yishchot, you can't shecht it. Heyochi lo yishchot lo yalav yishchot niboylei. If you're telling me now that even mishum tzar balachayim, you're not allowed to bring up the animal. The only time you have a right to bring up the animal is if you check him out first and make sure there's a mum there. So now you know for sure you can eat it, then you can bring him up. But before you check them out, you're not allowed to bring them up. So why does the Mishnah say even in Rabbi Yehuda Shita? If you're those, you're allowed to check them out. So Rabbi Yehuda says, if you find the mum there, very good, bring it up. If you don't find the mum, lo yishchit. Why does it only say lo yishchit? It should have said more. It should have said stronger. It should have said you're not allowed to even bring it up. Because I would think maybe you're allowed to bring it up Mishum Tzah Balachayim. And then true, don't shecht it because it doesn't have a mum. But if you're telling me now that you're not allowed to even bring him up, so the Mishnah should have said that. The Mishnah should have said stronger. The Mishnah should have said, v'im lav, lo yala v'yishkot. You can't bring him up. Almanas to make a shechita. So Gemara says, lo yitzricha, I'll tell you the end of the sefer, the Mishnah is telling us a different type of a chiddush. Lo yitzricha, I'll tell you, know what case the Mishnah is talking about? The ovar v'yaskei. That for some reason the person did the aver and picked him up. In other words, the mumcha, either before the mumcha came, or even if the mumcha came, you brought him up. Yes, I would have thought. Lishkatei, that you're allowed to shecht him. Kamash Malon, you're not allowed to shecht him. Even if for the effort you went ahead and brought him up, so I would have thought once the animal's up already, now you could make a shechita. That's the Kamash Malon of the Mishnah. That lo yishkot, no matter what you did to it, even if you went and brought him out of the bar, still you can't shecht it. Frat the Gemara, what's going on here? Lishkatei, you had a half a mina, maybe you could shecht this b'chor. We're talking about now what? That the mumcha went down the according to Rabbi Yehuda and didn't find the mum. So if the mumcha didn't find the mum, what type of an animal is it? It's a tam. So a bechor tam has kedusha on it. For sure you can't shecht it as man is there. It's a carbon. We can't bring kabbonis today. So what are you telling me? I would have thought that if somebody brought it up, you would have shecht it. But we're talking about now you didn't find the mum. If you didn't find the mum, for the Gemara, lishchatei, how could you shecht a tamu? It's a tam. There's no mum on it. A bechor, that's a tam, has kedusha. It's a carbon, you can't shecht it now. So what's the chiddush of lo yishchit? So Gemara says, lo yitzricha, that I'll tell you the case is like this. Lo yitzricha, we only need the chiddush like this. De nofo be mumma. Take a mum came about it. A mum came now. In other words, yesterday, Erev Yontif, there's no mum on it. The whole mum first came today on Yontif. Right now came a mum. That's first, what happened was, first the mumcha went down there and checked it out, there was no mum. Now somebody brought it up. And after you brought it up, now they checked it out a second time, now they found the mum. Do you know for sure this mum just happened now? So that the Mishnah is saying, lo yishchot, you can't shecht it. For the Gemara vayta bo muksu, in such a case, treat you can't shecht it, it's muksu. Vibalt erev yomtif, it did not have a mum. So erev yomtif, it was a tam, it was a b'chor, it had kedusha, so it's muksu. You had no das to use it before yomtif. So treat you can't shecht it, you can't eat it, it's muksu. And the Gemara, el denofo be muma oivim erev yomtif. I tell you like this, we're talking about a case that Erev Yomtif, a mum happened to it. But that was a mum that could be fixed up. So look, you're not allowed to eat it yet because the mum could be fixed up. But it could be, it won't be fixed up. So we're saying such a type of a mum that's over, that passes by, a vitam, for a hash to every mum kavua. And now on Yomtif, after you brought him up, now we found out the mum became a mum kavua. It's going to stay the mum. It's not going to be able to be healed anymore. You can't heal up this mum anymore, so now the animal's mutatit. So in such a case, mal detem, I would have thought, the daiti alavayu, that you had das to use it, because since on Erev Yomtif, you knew something was going on here. Erev Yomtif, you knew already it had a mum over. Now that mum by itself is not mutatit yet, because maybe it'll heal up or not. So now on Yomtif that it came out, that became a mum kavua, I would have thought it's not muksa now. Because really you thought about it before Yom Tov to use it. Because you knew something was happening to it. So Malatim, I would have thought. The Daita Yalavayu, you have das, you had a mind to use it. For Nishkaten, you're all out of shechted now. Kamashmala, no. Like Pahur, Kamashmala means that's still muksa. That since before Yom Tov you didn't have the hefty yet, it wasn't Nishka passing that it's mutter, still you're not allowed to. So Rashi learns, Kamashmala, the E, Loi Heve Kavu Amer Yom Tov. If the mum was not kavu, was not 100% before yomtiv, lo yishchot mishum the muksa machmes isrevi. It's still called the muksa machmes isrevi. In other words, alach rishinalarita b'chor. Kozuman, the mum is not kavu, it won't stay there. The mum could get healed up. Such a mum is not matthew to eat it. So maize is still osa to eat it. Therefore, it remains muksa. That's one teretz. Inami Rashi says mishum diyova v'yaskei. Since lechatchila you are not allowed to bring it up, so Rabbanu made a kanas now. That even though Mi'ikira didn't true this svarid, it's not muksa, since you knew about it before Yontav, that there was a mum over. So you saw something was going on with it. So you had das, maybe it's going to turn into a mum kavua, I have das to use it. So muksa it's not. The reason why you can't shecht is because it's a kanas. That since the locker is, you had no right to bring it up out of the bor. The mumcha went down to the ditch and did not find the mum. Or he saw that mum was not kavua. So you have no right to bring it up. Now, Be'aveiru, you went down there and brought it up, even though now when it's up, we check it out a second time. And we see it as a Mumkavua, but since you did an Avera, by bringing it up, that's why the Rabbanu made a Kanash, you're not allowed to use it. So that's the Kamash Blun. That's why Mishnah says, Yimlav lo Yishchet. Even in the case that you already brought it up, and even in the case that you found out it's a Mum Kavua right now, still lo Yishchet. For these two reasons, Rashi says, either because it remains Muksa, or else because you did an Avera by bringing it up. Turn around, buddy. Look at a price like this. Bechor tam. A bechor that's a tam, no mum, it has kedusha. Shenofel a bor. This animal now fell into the ditch. We have Yehuda Hanasi Yomer. That Yored Mumche V'yira. Mumche is allowed to go down even on Yontif and check it out to see if it has a mum or not. Im yesh by mum, if there is a mum on the animal, so the kedusha went off it, a kohen's allowed to eat it right now. Yali, you could bring up the animal, V'yishchet. Let the kohen shecht it. He could eat it. V'yamlav, if he checked it out and he saw there's no mum, it's a tam still, lo yishchet, now let us shecht it. Oh, Molo, Rabbi Shimon Menasi said like this, back to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, that Harei Omru, it was said over, so Rashi says Harei Omru means, he's saying it over from his Rebbe, from the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. This is the way Rabbi Shimon Menasi is saying over from his Rebbe, what Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai used to say. Harei Omru was said like this, Ein royin mumin b'yomtif, you're not allowed to check out a mum on yomtif. Not like you, Reb Yehuda, that says in the Mishnah also, you're allowed to check it out. No, Reb Shimon holds like it says in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to check it out. And Reb Shimon said, I even heard from my Rebbe like that, from Shimon ben Yochai, that Rabbi Yomer was said over, Ein royin mumin b'yomtif. You're not allowed to check out a bechor on yomtif. It's nearer kemasakin, it's nearer kedan din, you're not allowed to do it on yomtif. Kate said, what's the case is? Noilid boy mum yer of yomtif, if the mum happened there of yomtif, just you didn't check it out yet, and the vacuum is to be yomtif. You're not allowed to have it checked out on yomtif. But mashmir, but the evidence was checked out, could be obi mutter. What about neilut by mum be yomtif? Let's say the mum first came on yomtif itself. Now the first case is the mum taka took place before yomtif. Josh, you didn't get around for a chacham to check it out yet. That's one halacha. That lekatchil you shouldn't check it out. But the evidence, if the chacham came on yomtif and checked it out, you're allowed to eat from it. The next case is before yomtif there was no mum at all. On Yom Tov the mum first came. Is the halacha Reb Shimon Oimer. Ein zemin amuchin. It's not muchin, there's no way to eat it. It's muksa. Even if now on Yom Tov it came out and had a mum, you can't eat it. V'shavin, but if it happened on V'shavin, both amoida. Shim noilad hu amumu imoi. Let's say the Bechor was first born on Yom Tov. And V'shasa was born, it came out with the mum on it. So in such a case, they could never have Kedusha at all. Shezemin amuchin. That's called an animal that you're allowed to shecht and use on yomtiv, according to everybody. Because it was never chal nisa muksa on it. It never had a time that this bechor was also to eat. As soon as the animal came out of the mother's stomach, was about to be chal, the kedushas bechor, right away you saw it had a mum on it. But since you saw it had a mum right away, it never had the kedusha, so it's never muksa, this you're allowed to eat. Now, Dorish Rabba Bar Rafuna. Noilad hu'u mumu imoi, if you have a bechor that was born on yomtiv, and it was born with its mum, you should know, mevakri noisab yantiv lechatchila. You're allowed to check it out on yantiv. That's like we learned before, that if you have, it was born with its mum, harezem min amuchin, that you are allowed to eat it, you're allowed to use it. So he also dashed in the same way, that if the bechor is born on yantiv, and when it's born, like we'll see the Gemara later, that's the sign that the bezdin was sitting right there when it was born, or the tchachim was sitting right there, and as soon as it came out, he saw right away the mum, that's mutter. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Abba Tony, my father learned like this. Im ovar ubikroi mevukar. It's only b'di'evid that if you checked it out, that it's mutter. Now, look at Chilu, you're not allowed to check it out either. Even though it's born today with its mum, you also can't check it out, look at Chilu. B'di'evid, if you did, then you could use it. V'yarta matan, you're telling me mevakunas, look at Chilu. That's what Rav Nachman had a cash like on Reb Shimon. How could you, Reb Shimon, say it's mutter? My father learned not like that. That lechatchila you're not allowed to check it out. Even if it was born today with its mum, you're not allowed to check it out. It's only with the evidence was checked out that it's mutter. And Omer Abaye says, Kavose de Rabba by Rav Huna Mistavra. This svar is like Rabba Rav Huna. That says, what? You are allowed to check it out. That he says, you're allowed to. Mediktoni tlosabovi. Because since before, the Brisa says three different cases. It says three different halachas. One case was nerlud by mum er of yomtiv. If the mum came about er of yomtiv, then the din is aim of akonais of yomtiv lechatchila. And now let's check it out on yomtiv. it's mashma lechatchilu deloy. Lechatchilu, if you ask a shaila, am I allowed to or not? We'll tell you not allowed to, even though the mum happened there of Yom Tov. But since lemais you did not go to the chacham yet, you're not allowed to go to the chacham on Yom Tov itself. But hodiyevit, let's say hodiyevit, the chacham came down on Yom Tov and checked out the animal, the bechor shapadomi. Then you are allowed to eat it. That's the first case where the mum took place erev Yom Tov. Now the second case is nerled by mum by Yom Tov. No, the mum first takes place on Yom Tov itself. We have shimonoy me'ein zemin amuchin. No, there's no way to use this animal right now. Erev Yom Tov was muksa, you can't use it. What does it mean to say? The afilo dievet, even if now a chacham comes down and checks it out, nami loy, still you can't use it. That's the second case. For the Tony, then the Brisa says a third case. For the Tony, then it says another case. The shoven, everybody agrees, shimnoi ladhu umumu imoi, that after b'chor was born today on Yom Tov, and it was as soon as it came out it had a mum, shezem and amuchin, that it's muchin, it's called prepared. The afilo lechatchila nami, that even lechatchila, you're allowed to go down and check it out. So you see clearly, like Hidashin, like Doris Rabba Barafuna, that the Abchor was born today with its mum, you're allowed to go look at Chilu and check it out today. So not like Rav Nachman wanted to say, Rav Nachman wanted to say it's only B'di'evid, from this bright, this mashma, clearly you're allowed to do it look at Chilu. For the Gemara, good, you have a bright like that, Abavokiyosi Rav Oishia, when Rav Oishia came, Osi came V'yaisi Masnisa B'yodli. He came with another bright in his hand. Another brayta says like this: Bein shenoylet by mum erev Yom Tov, whether the mum was created on the mum was in the animal erev Yom Tov, or bein shenoylet by mum beYom Tov, whether the mum came on Yom Tov itself. Chachom ma'imim ein zemen amuchin. It's not muchin, but he says it all in one case. So according to him, there's one halacha: if the mum came before Yom Tov, or the mum first came to learn Yom Tov, it's ainim amuchim. It's even by the Yevin. Even when the Chacham comes down and checks it out, both cases, you're not allowed to use it by the Evid. So mainly the third case, in a case that the animal was first born today, and it was born with the mum, it's mashma, not that it jumps so far to say, lechatchila you're allowed to do it, but there it only goes down one step. That in such a case, like Rav Nachman said, by the Evid, lechatchila you're not allowed to check it out, only by the Evid, it was checked out, it's mutter. So chur is a riot where Rav Nachman learned from the Brisa of Rav Oishia. Because he doesn't have it in three categories. He only has two categories. The first two is one category. That if the animal was either had the mum yesterday, or the mum first came today, but it was born a long time ago, the loch reads, you're not allowed to check it out today. And even with the ever still it's awesome. So now the third case has a loch, it goes down one dargum. That with the animal, the bechor was born today with its mum, lechatchila, you're not allowed to check it out. Only with the ever, if you checked it out, then it's good. For the Gemara of Yelakash, Shahach, I is Shver, the first Graisa. The first Graisa says it over in three halachas. Mashma, the last case where the Bechor was born today on Yom Tov with its mum, you're allowed to look at Chila, check it out. So it's a Kasha, that Graisa. And the Gemara, he Ada Bar Uchmehi. That Graisa is a Yochid. It's Ada Bar Uchme that learned that Graisa. The Mishabish, he more makes mistakes. But Tony learned the Graisa. So in other words, you can't ask me Kasha for that Graisa. That Graisa attack is wrong. And therefore, Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Masnisa Nami Deka, I have a riot from the Bryce Wolf, from our Mishnah also like that. Diktoni, it says, Na Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Kol Shein Mum En Nika, Mer of Yom Tov, any time you did not see the Mum, Er of Yom Tov, Ein Zemen Amuchin. Now, my Ein Mum En Nika, what does it mean, the Mum, you did not see the Mum, Er of Yom Tov, you can't eat from it. Elaine, if you want to tell me, Shein Mum En Nika, Klau, that you did not see the Mum at all, Er of Yom Tov, you have a Bechor. And there was no mum on it at all, Erev Yom Tov. For the Gemara, Pshita, for sure, it's like Muksa, according to Reb Shimon. Of course you can't use it now on Yom Tov. Pshita, Tzrich L'meim, you have to tell me that. Ella, the case like this. T'lo yeschazi l'chachem Erev Yom Tov. No. In the case that the mum taka took place, Erev Yom Tov. Erev Yom Tov, the Bechor got a mum. Just you didn't have enough time to show it to the chachem yet. And the chachem first comes now on Yom Tov to check it out. You're not sure if that's a good mum or not a good mum. It says clearly, it says clearly, even in such a case where the mum took place yesterday, still now on Yom Tov, even with the Yevid, you're not allowed to check it out. Even with the Yevid, it's Ainzim and Amuchin. You see also from our Mishnah that there's only two categories, not three categories. Whether the mum took place first on Yom Tov, or whether the mum took place Erev Yom Tov. But since Lamaisa, the law is you're not allowed to check it out on Yom Tov,
So since you're not allowed to check it out on Yom Tov, it's also to use it today. Even by the Ever, if the Chacham went and checked it out, since he did an Avera, you're not allowed to use it. Or else the other Svar Rashi said, since Erev Yom Tov, you're not sure if it's a Mum Kavu or not, so Kol Zaman, you're not sure there's a Heter on this Bechor, you don't have Das to use it. So Erev Yom Tov, you're like Mekatsa Das, that's Mukh, you're not allowed to use it. You see clearly, these two categories is one case. Whether the Mum took place for Erev Yom Tov, but you didn't check it out. Or whether the Mum first took place on Yom Tov, in both cases, even with the Yevid, if the Chacham checks it out today and finds it's a Mum, you're not allowed to use it. So Mela, the next case, the case where the animal is born today, the Bechor is born today, with its Mum, it only goes down one Madrego. That L'chatchilo, you're still not allowed to check it out. Just with the Yevid, if you check it out, then the Maisu it's Mutter. But not like the first Bryce who wanted to say, that in such a case, everybody is murdered, it's Mutter. All right, stop here.